I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
All right, Katie, you have done something you have never done before.
That I have never done before, and it's all thanks to Mo Mitch. I would like to say it is official. As of this last past weekend, I am now a featured recording artist, y'all.
Ooh,
what?
What?
Oh, Lord.
Is it going to her head, Mo?
Clearly.
No.
I mean, a recording artist now could be a podcaster.
Well, yeah. Okay. But in a sense of music.
There goes your dream.
No, I've met two times over this.
So say recording music artist.
Recording music artist.
Okay. How is this?
Are you the Beyonce or are you the Blue Ivy?
I'm the Northwest.
it's a different, I don't know. It ain't one direction. I don't know what direction it's going.
So I never. Okay, let me set the scene for you. Mo talked about how he went and recorded some music, right? Laid down some tracks, had a nice little studio session, and he invited me to join and just watch and kick it with other friends. And I was like, all right, cool.
Oh, you're part of the entourage.
Right? And so when you go in, it's already cool because it's a nice studio with the nice lights and stuff. I felt all fancy and stuff. I was like, ooh, we're going to have like bottles and just kicking it in the studio. I don't know. When I see a studio session, I think it's just a great entourage time.
Just party time.
Yeah. Just party time.
For everybody but me.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, he was having hot tea. I don't think there were bottles there.
I was in there sweating.
He was having hot tea. I was having shots.
I feel like everybody in there is like a music producer or support or whatever, that an engineer. And then there's always that one person that don't quite fit in. And that's usually the person that rolls the joints. So is that what you're doing?
No,
no, he's as important as the artist.
I agree.
That guy's important.
Is that why you brought him?
Yes.
I was the one in the back eating chips. Wasn't the same. So Mo was doing a great song, and then we're just like chilling, and he comes out the studio. He's like, y'all, I think I want to try something. Y'all come here real quick. And I was like, ooh.
The genius is starting to flow.
Okay.
More like the Hennessy, but genius is good.
And he's like, say these two lines. And I said two lines. And he's like, all right, now do it again. I was like,
yeah, because you were stiff. No, tell him how stiff you were the first time.
Now you're on mic now with headphones in, and you're in the performing studio.
Yes, I feel like Drake now.
Okay.
Wow, that is a jump.
I'm guessing the scene looks like it does in movies where, Mo, you're in the recording part of it. You got mic, and then you got producers that are on the board and stuff like that. So you come out from the producer. Now you're in the main studio on mic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I can see people through the little glass and stuff. I'm like, turn me up. So when he first tells me to say these two lines, I'm like, okay, I don't know how you want me to say it, but he says it, and it's like, basically repeat after me. And I'm like, okay. So I repeat it after him, and I have my hands behind my back. He's like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
You
like,
loosen up in here.
Yeah. So he gets me to loosen up. He's like, just say it like you're talking to your girl, right? And I'm like, okay, okay. He's like, just zone out. So I close my eyes and I channel my inner sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And I say those two lines, and I'm like, yeah. And then Mo looked at me, he's like, yeah. And he left it on the song, y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
Do we have a sample?
Can we hear the lines?
Oh, wow.
Katie?
Well, I that was your music. I didn't think you want to release the sample yet.
No,
you
could have
played that part.
Oh, okay.
I don't. I mean, it's probably. I didn't know where we were going here, so I didn't have this ready. But we could have played that part. I don't know if it's too late for me to send it now.
Well, can you just like recreate it? Like, so this is what it sounds like, because you're just in the studio by yourself. You don't have like the backing. Like, you don't have the track on it yet. So can we hear the line?
What was the line? Do you remember?
You don't remember the line?
I don't. It left me as soon as I recorded it.
Maybe the reason that we don't know what we're about is because I don't let things in and you don't let things out.
Yeah, so.
Ooh, can you improv that? Right?
So Mo was
like, yeah.
Yeah, right.
So it was kind of like an echo effect. So Mo was like, maybe the reason. And then I came in, maybe the reason. That we don't know what we about. We don't know what we about. Cause you never let in. Some let in. And we know something out.
That's exactly how you sounded the first time you did it too. Just like that.
It was like in that tone.
So it wasn't like spoken. Like you weren't like leaving a voicemail and he was sampling it and using it in the song. You were actually singing on it.
Yeah, like, and I was repeating after Mo though, and saying it how he wanted me to.
Cause the beat like slows down at the end, and it kind of does a chopped and screwed kind of feel. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that. It's kind of like when you hear a song and they slow it down so much that it has like a maybe the reason, and it kind of has like that deep. But I felt like it would sound better from a woman. So I wanted Katie to try it with her voice, and she went in there with our friend Janae, and they did like an overlay of each other. And then so then the first time Katie was stiff, the second time they did it so good, which kind of shocked me, that I left it on the song. So I guess I officially have to give you credit for the song now.
Thank you, because I was going to ask. I was like, do I get a little tiny KL on the back, like in the credits?
I got to give her like 0.00001% of the song price.
No, it's two lines. She gets 0.0002%.
That's fair.
The Burt Show.